Well, today marks the end of a one-year-plus journey of That Gamer Podcast. Today is going to be the last episode for now, if not ever. And it's been quite an interesting ride. I've honestly never listened to a podcast like That Gamer Cast before. It's cheeky. It feels laid back compared to most. I mean, I've listened to other things too. Listen to other podcasts too. Like you constantly hear me referring to other podcasts like Giant Bombcast, Podtoid, and All Gen Gamers. But That Gamer Podcast had this really good feel to it. And sometimes you kind of think, you know, maybe they're being a bit too overboard. But I mean, come on, it's the internet. If you can't take sarcasm on the internet, then there's something wrong with you. But yeah, it was funny because I found That Gamer Podcast and That Gamer Hub as a whole because they actually started following me on Twitter. So I decided to go check him out, and I thought it was really cheeky. And, well, that was back almost a year ago, if just not over. It was episode 10 was the first episode I listened to. And I didn't really get involved with the community. I just listened to the podcast. That happens to me with a lot of podcasts, usually. Some podcasts I find because I frequent a site. Others I just find the podcast and don't really get involved with the site. But in December, they had their first live stream, and I decided to go check it out. It was really good, and that's when they announced That Gamer Hub. Signed up, and it's been a part of me ever since. Honestly, I never thought it would go this. I would never go this far with That Gamer Hub. To be honest, actually be writing stuff and actually doing something that I totally enjoy in that. And it's just real. And it's pretty much all That Gamer Podcast that actually got me into that. So, yeah, well done. You've brought up the writer in me. Even more so, I got my first taste of podcasting in general back in June when I was on about 4 or 5 different episodes, mainly the E3 ones, including 2 regular That Gamer Casts. And it kind of showed to me that I'm not a very good podcaster. And even right now, I'm doing this on the fly and, you know, I'm kind of just mincing my words together. But yeah. Was it earlier this year, Brandon got involved directly, or got a job at Classic Gamer, but I shouldn't say got involved with, because he actually got a job. He's involved, but it's more than just being involved, but it's his life. but yeah, there's always a point in life where we have to move forward. I'm kind of going through that myself, but to see Brandon move on to something big is just, something like this, at least, is huge for him. There's a reasonable point where a podcast or something like this has to be put aside. So I'm not. It's just something you have to deal with in life. But yeah, it's been a great run. That Gamer Hub, I hope, is in good hands, and with more booze, that should be fun. But yeah. Yes, good luck to Brandon. I know Ben will be around for a bit. And there's a lot of talk about a replacement podcast among the writers, so who knows. But Godspeed. I'll see you all on That Gamer Hub. And I will see you later, boozers.